We need to, as Christians, we need to recognize the promises. We need to realize the conditions that go with the promises. And that's why it's so important, because the early church warned over and over again, Chad, not to be deceived on this issue. In fact, look at the scriptures when you see in the New Testament where it says not to be deceived. It says not to be deceived on this issue regarding the security of the believer more than on any other one issue in the New Testament. In fact, in 1 John.
That's just not true. I know the New Testament. I think the biggest warning in the New Testament is to not walk in your flesh. And even then, there's so many other issues that are covered. The biggest issue in the New Testament is not you got to earn your salvation. Salvation is not conditional. I don't know where that one came from, but it came in. Welcome back to Bible Line. I'm your host, Pastor Jesse Martinez, and today we are reacting to a video called Threats Within the Church. We're not doing the whole thing, just a small bit. It starts at 16 minutes in, but this is a guy named Pastor Joe with Good Fight Ministries, and he's got a lot of stuff out there. He's like really deep into the culture, like making, you know, look, doing movie reviews and all that kind of stuff about the culture and philosophies. And he's going to talk about Once Saved, Always Saved, why he thinks it's unbiblical. We're not going to go through the whole video. You are welcome to do that. But this was sent to us as a snippet. And he makes a mistake with Romans chapter 8. And I'll say, he knows a lot of scripture. You're going to see in the video portion that we look at, it's like, man, he's going through and just quoting scripture. I'd love to sit down with him because I think he would change his mind. It's just a little bit of a tweak. But he's got that John Piper flair of you don't get to heaven by faith alone, you get justified by faith alone view of Romans 8. So if you want to go back and look at that John Piper video that we did that kind of addressed that, it'll be pertinent here, which will make this video a little bit shorter in our reaction. But I want to see if you can find where he makes his mistake. I'll let him talk and let's get into it.
This is what the enemy does with his doctrine. He quotes promises out of context. He quotes conditional promises like salvation. Salvation, the Bible tells us that you're just not automatically saved. We all know universalism, that everybody's going to be saved, is a heresy that you have.
So there's the first problem. He talks real fast, so, you know, buckle up, get ready. But he automatically assumes because salvation is free and available to everybody that we're universalists. A lot of people use 1 John 2:2 to prove that. They say, like, oh, he paid for the sins of the whole world, and if all sin is paid, then God's happy with everybody. Yay. But if you've been around this channel long enough, and if you study the Bible, the problem is not, is there a payment for your sin? The problem is, has that payment been applied to you? The Bible uses the word counted, imputed in Romans chapter 4. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord doth not impute sin. That's the person who has the blood of Christ instead put to their account, and the sin is paid for. But what he's going to say here, and he's talked about once saved, always saved, is, well, of course salvation's not free to everybody. We hear the universalist point. I think he's thinking too fast, and he's getting ahead, but he already believes what he believes about, you know, once saved, always saved. But let's hear the actual proof text.
That you have to repent and put your faith in Christ, okay? That there's a human responsibility.
So you might have missed that. He said, unless you repent or put your faith in and put your faith in Christ. So automatically, my assumption comes up to say he probably thinks repent means to turn from sin, which means you're not going to live a life of sin if you've really gotten saved.
That you have to receive the free gift by faith. And it's interesting because Satan has always used those deceptions. The Apostle Paul said, he warned that we die too, spiritually. Believer.
Woo! Red flag. Okay. Now he's going to go to Romans 8. He says, now Paul warned us too that we don't die spiritually. There's no warning in Romans 8 about spiritual death. Let's take a look. Let's pull it up. Romans chapter 8. And we're going to go to verse number 14, I believe, or possibly 12. 13. All right. We'll let him talk.
He said in Romans 8, 12 and 13, he says, you know, brethren, we're not debtors to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But if we through the Spirit, believers, brethren, he says, do mortify the deeds of the body, we shall live. And he says,
okay, so what he's saying is Romans 8, 12 through 13 is a proof text that if you do not turn from sin and you live in sin, then you will be spiritually destroyed. Let's read it. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are sons of God. Now, who's led by the Spirit? Those who are indwelt by the Spirit. Whether they obey to the leading of the Spirit is up to them. But those who are sealed with the Spirit, they're led by the Spirit, they're sons of God. Listen, verse 15. For ye have not received the Spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the Spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Verse 16, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are, right now, the children of God. Just keep reading, just keep reading, just keep reading, reading, reading. What do? We read. What's 17? And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. That last part, the glorification together, I believe is talking about at the judgment seat of Christ, we have our new bodies, and there's going to be those who get rewards for their suffering that they have with Christ, but they're still children. So this cannot be talking about spiritual destruction. It has to be talking about physical destruction. James chapter 1 says the same thing. Sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth what? Death. There is a sin unto death. 1 John talks about that. What does that mean? It means if you as a believer who are led by the Spirit choose to walk in your flesh, choose to live after the flesh, you're going to die. Not spiritually, physically. Let's see what he has to say. Don't forget, if you're new to the channel, make sure that you subscribe, hit that red subscription button. Make sure you turn the notification bell to all so you get everything that we post. You're getting an alert. And if you're here already, you're already subbed to the channel, make sure that you like, comment, and share. All of that helps get this content of Bibeline in front of more people. If you have a question you'd like us to answer it, a video that you'd like us to react to, or maybe something that you're struggling with and you'd like to get some counsel on it, we'd be more than happy to get that information to you. Just email that to us, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. We have a lot to offer here at Bibeline, and I hope it meets your needs. Let's get back to today's video.
Many are led by Spirit are the children of God. So he's talking about spiritual sonship there. So when Satan tried to deceive Jesus, he quoted a verse from Psalm 91. He says, Jesus, jump from the pinnacle of the temple, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to gather thee up. Thus they, you hit your foot against the stone, meaning don't worry, Jesus. God promised that you wouldn't be destroyed. And then Jesus knew that it was a deception because, yes, that promise was there, but he augmented that and he put the condition in there. It says to Satan is written, thou shalt not test the Lord thy God.
So his comparison is the same way Satan twists scripture, once saved, always saved, twists scripture, which would be scripture twisting itself. So just note that. That's what that would have to conclude. We just looked at the passage he used, and it goes on to say, your children, your heirs, your sons.
We need to, as Christians, we need to recognize the promises. We need to realize the conditions that go with the promises. And that's why it's so important, because the early church warned over and over again, Chad, not to be deceived on this issue. In fact, look at the scriptures when you see in the New Testament where it says not to be deceived. It says not to be deceived on this issue regarding the security of the believer more than on any other one issue in the New Testament. In fact, in 1 John.
That's just not true. I know the New Testament. I think the biggest warning in the New Testament is to not walk in your flesh. And even then, there's so many other issues that are covered. The biggest issue in the New Testament is not you got to earn your salvation. Salvation is not conditional. I don't know where that one came from, but it came in.
John says, he talks about the difference between the children of the devil and the children of God are obvious. Mm-hmm. They're manifest. Those who practice.
They're not. This one I thought was interesting because what John is saying there is that they were with us. He's in 1 John chapter 2. And John is saying, like, just because they were of us, they went from us because they did not believe like we believe. 1 John 2:18, little children, this is the last time. And as you have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now there are many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us, but they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. And the reason why they left is because they denied Jesus Christ as the Son of God. They denied that he was sufficient to take away sins. They probably loved God, but at some point they had some type of fellowship with them, but ultimately they left. Verse 20, you have an unction, an anointing from the Holy One. You know all things. I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denieth Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. It has nothing to do with their works here. It's about what they say about Jesus. That's the fruit of a bad tree. A bad tree produces bad fruit. An unconverted person, they say things that are not true about Jesus Christ. A converted person who's put their trust has an agreement with what the Word says about Jesus Christ, and they believe it. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. Let that therefore abide in you, that ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, you shall continue in the Son and in the Father. You'll continue to walk in this promise, and this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. Walking in agreement with what the Word says. These things have I, this is 1 John 2:26, have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. Now, I'm not saying this guy's trying to seduce, okay? I'm trying to pull up on just putting everybody in one category, but it is pretty clear he disagrees with what is clearly said in Scripture. So we got to mark that, and if that doesn't change, then I would suggest you avoid, you know, somebody like this. So that's the end of the clip that we were going to look at, but I want you to understand, Romans chapter 8, you've heard it from John Piper, you've heard it from Pastor Joe here, and you're going to read it in commentaries too, but just keep reading the text just and it proves
reading,
itself out.
Just keep reading.
It's very important to recognize that when you get yourself, when you're put inside the body of Christ, you're eternally secured. You do have expectations to walk with the Lord, but those don't prove that you are saved. If you have a video like this or a question that you'd like to have answered, send it to us, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. And until next time, keep looking up. Jesus Christ is coming soon. Thank you and God bless. If you enjoyed today's episode of Bible Line, make sure to subscribe to the channel and share this video with a friend. Do you have a Bible question? Send us an email, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we'll do our best to get you an answer. Or you can leave your question in the comments of this video. Be sure to check the links in the description for more clear Bible teaching. Bible Line is a ministry of Calvary Community Church located in Tampa, Florida.